kitchen drugs. I think everyone.
Even it.
We're going to talk a little bit about Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Anyone got any interesting questions? Why did you show that's one question, yeah? Okay, what else is there? What other things might be relevant? It's just this Rosh Hashanah Shabbos.
You can eat before Tekiah
Shofar. Yeah, also very good. Yeah, anything else?
They always eat before Tekiah Shofar.
Every year
we eat.
Oh,
like
Shabbos,
don't
you
have
Shabbos?
Kiddush, Kiddush.
When can
have Kiddush? Shabbos.
Well, Kiddush also interesting, yeah.
No, it's first, there, second.
You never make Kiddush in
there. No Tashlich. No Tashlich, something else in that, because
they
close the park.
They're locked in
the park.
No.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a look over here. What are we saying?
Go to a fish tank.
What is it? In Yad Rosh Hashanah. What's, let's have a look what it is. So, first of all, more or less the same halacha, just a few differences. First of all, you do halacha saneris, you have to, what do you call it? So you have to add in about Shabbos. And the people who light normally by Nacht on Yom Tov, obviously this year they can't do it. They have to light, what do you call it? They have to light before Nacht, the Bashkir, like on Shabbos. okay, davening is also interesting. You have to Messiah in the right way, you mustn't get it wrong. I mean, Mekadosh Shabbos, what do you say? Mekadosh Shabbos, it's not Yom Zikori. So you have to mention those and you get it wrong. That's all shy is about. Someone gets the middle bit right, or the end bit wrong. And the end bit right, or the middle bit wrong, or the middle bit right, the middle bit wrong, the middle bit right, and the end bit wrong. Those are all speakers. One has to try and be careful about it because you get yourself into a problem. What about Betzias HaPas? Very interesting. So the Maaseh HaLoch in Shulchan Aruch, normally when you do a mitzvah, you always do the item that's nearest to you. Halacha. We spoke about it when we did Matthias HaPas, but on Friday night is halacha. Up in Kabbalah, this is that one takes the bottom chal. Yeah, it's a Friday night. When the rest of Shabbos and Yom Tov, always one takes the top one. What about Friday night, which is Yom Tov?
Bottom.
What happens there?
Bottom.
Oh, so that's a bit of a question actually, isn't it? What do you go bottom? Do you go bottom
Friday night? You're doing right.
No, but that's not a question for me, because the whole night is Friday night. Why Friday night?
So it's Yom
Tov. What's it? The whole thing on Friday night is Api Kabbalah. There's no reason. It's Api Kabbalah because there's many Achrayim take on that on Friday night Yom Tov. You go back to the normal thing actually. You do like a normal Yom Tov. So as I remember, some do actually say, well, you're saying that on Friday night, you still take the bottom one. But the mice, I think many possibly say that you take the top one. You go back to the normal route.
Normally, if you take the top one, it's in order to give it to Kadima.
Yeah.
And when you take from the bottom one, it should also be nearer to
that's what you do. So it's a problem. That's what you do. Friday night, when you take the bottom one, you pull the bottom one out a bit further than the top one, so it's nearer to you. But what do you do on Friday? Yeah, besides on Friday night Yom Tov, do you go back to the normal rule of Yom Tov? You take the top one?
What's the rule of taking the top one?
Oh, that's nearer.
But now, if you take the bottom one nearer to you, that's nearer.
It's a get-out clause, it's avoiding the problem. It's not ideal. On Shabbos morning, you take the top one. You don't do this trick of moving the bottom one nearer.
Because you don't need to.
Because I'm saying, it's only a big Kabbalah. On Friday night, it's a special thing you take the bottom one. So that's why we move it to avoid this problem. But in my song, Friday night Yom Tov, many possible can say, I want to revert to the normal rule and take the top one. Don't do this trick. You take the wrong one. It's interesting. That's Basir's a plus. Okay, that's also very complicated. That's why I'm telling you, I've always said the best thing to do when you bench on Rosh Hashanah night, both nights actually, is to look in the Siddur or the Master. Because if you miss out with Seir Yalav Yovi, it's not a big problem. Let me just go very briefly through it. Some of them is very simple. That means if a person missed out with Seir Yalav Yovi, but he realized before Baruch HaTzah Hashem, there's no problem. And you go back just straight away. If you said Baruch HaTzah Hashem already, it's also very simple. The Chiddush, you say, I'm Deinu Kekecha, and you go back to it and say, I'll go away. If you say it after that already, you say, Boinu Yerushalayim, you've already finished Boinu the Bracha, you say a special Bracha, your Chiddush. Special Bracha is in the Siddur, the Master. And if you start the next Bracha, Baruch, that's a big question already. If you start Baruch, or some say that as long as you haven't set up Kale, you can go use that Bracha in your Chiddush. Others say, once you start Baruch, you start the whole thing again. There's a big question on Rosh Hashanah. Are you allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? Let me explain to you what I mean. On Shabbos Shulas, for example, on Shabbos, if someone missed out with saying, does not repeat bench. Why not? Why is it so I missed out at say on Shabbos of noon for the third meal? If he missed out at say he does not repeat benching, but for the first two meals he does. What is the difference? The difference is that some shitters hold that you can be yotzer shalosh shoes, not with bread. This is not compulsory. The maestro, you don't really hold like this. The ikka halacha is that you should use bread. But since there's an opinion which holds you don't have to use bread for shalosh shoes, we can't make you repeat benching. It's not compulsory. That's also why in Rish Chodesh, for example, a normal day of Rish Chodesh, someone mistakes out of your way, and benching does not repeat benching. There's no obligation to have bread. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not a chuyot. On Rosh Hashanah night and day, there's a big question. Pashtus is a mitzvah simcha, what do you call it?
Yom Tov.
But there is a shitter which holds you can fast Rosh Hashanah.
If you have to say,
so you get yourself a bit of a pickle now, what happens? It's very, very unclear this halacha, actually. What is halacha l'maisa? If someone missed out, let's say, or missed out Yalav Yovai, in benching. So some say that it's like, l'maisa l'chiv, one has to, it's like simcha Yom Tov, l'chiv, so you have to repeat it. Others say the mice keep a fast. So you're not going to read it. Others say in the night time you must fast. In the daytime maybe you can't fast.
Shabbos you mustn't fast though. If you fast Shabbos, you have to fast again in the week. One should not fast on Shabbos.
Yeah, no, you're right. Shabbos the code should be worse.
Every time it's corner, but you're fasting Shabbos.
Yeah, to make it up. Master, I wonder if Shabbos Rosh Hashanah is better. I don't know. It's a good point, Tucker. I thought that this halacha was going to say as well. But you're right. He's quite right. It's a very good point what you're saying. You're right to fast on Shabbos. Yeah, but you don't have to have bread. The boy, you don't have to have bread.
Yeah, that's true.
So you didn't have the bread, it's not compulsory. Yeah, it's a good point. You need to call me out there, you know.
Cool.
What about shalosh shidis?
Oh, I'm sure shalosh shidis, yeah.
I
want to
catch you up
on
the chalas. What chalas do you eat for Friday? You obviously have round. Chalas, one of each. Which one do you make?
I think Rosh Hashanah is a special
part,
anyway.
The
special ones
are
round. That's a good shout. Also, shalosh shuls is also an interesting thing. Like, what happens
when do you have shalosh shuls?
Afternoon.
So, what happens
is... Yom Tov doesn't have a seed too late in the day.
Let's talk about a normal Yom Tov. Let's say it's normal Yom Tov is on Tuesday, Wednesday. So there's a lot of normally that on Tuesday afternoon, the person is supposed to have an appetite for the meal for Tuesday night, second Yom Tov. And therefore, it's called from Shah Siris, the 10th hour of the day, we should look at what time it is now. It's about 4 o'clock, 4:30, somewhere around there. There, one should not have a proper suda. It means more than a kibbutzer. That's really, one should try and avoid that. One should really have a meal before that time. The thing is, on Rosh Hashanah, it's very hard. By the time you get home from shul sometimes, and by the time you have your meal and everything...
Shana Shutas.
You know what I'm saying? What you're going to do on Shana Shutas will be very problematic.
Yeah.
So the Shai is like, what can you do? So, it's a good idea, the chayra, to split the meal is a good idea.
And first course, go for the walk family.
But there's lots of problems with splitting a meal. There's a bit of a problem with splitting a meal. First of all, the Surah Shabbos, the second meal of Surah Shabbos should be the main meal. That's what we pass when we hold our locha. If a person's got a special food, he should keep it for the Shabbos afternoon, the Shabbos meal, day one. There's some more choshen. Now, if a person does what you're doing, Moshe, a person has his Shabbos meal, he starts with fish, and then he has, chunked, whatever, so he breaks off, he benches, and then, let's say, he has a hefsek, whatever, and then he has the next course. The meat, which is the main dish, he's having with shalashuz. Which is not, I'm not saying it's not completely wrong, but it's not really the ideal. The shayla is your style, it's not good. Start with the meat first, not the same thing. And I used to have a friend in school.
No, you can have your meat, then bench and have your...
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I know, my friend told me, I had a chabra at school, a good chabra of mine, but he never had soup at the beginning of the meal. He said, after you have your main dish, and then you're still hungry, you have soup. But to figure yourself out with soup, he says, no point. I never adapted to me, I never got used to that way, but that's what he did, the interesting thing.
Well, he said it's right, do you have the afters to show
you?
Could do it, yeah. So that's another interesting thing. How do you split up a meal? So let's say you have your first three courses, whatever. Then, let's say you look at the clock, it's getting very late. So you bench. Now, how do you separate the meal? To wash straight away there.
Yeah,
is the chayra, that's a good question. That's what rocks in tzricha, really.
It's
not ideal. One should have a hefsek. On the other hand, sometimes you'll be running very, very late, it doesn't work.
This year, Arab Pesach is the same problem again. If it's Shabbos morning, when are you going to do the Shabbos Shuvah?
Arab Pesach is much harder because you can't Shabbos Shuvah. Shabbos Shuvah, I'll tell you, yeah? So on Shabbos Shuvah, on Arab Pesach.
At 10 o'clock, you can't eat chametz.
Say, so it's much harder. Yeah, it's much harder. Someone spit the meat out, that's true. It's much harder. Arab Pesach is much harder because you can't have Shabbos Shuvah. It's funny, that joke is so old, it's good every time.
Good, it's
very interesting. To knock them all, to what do you call it, to split up the meal. You can do split up the meal, but ideally, one should certainly try and make a hesed between them. One should go out for a bit if one can, make a hesed. I've heard once, I didn't see it this time, I heard once from someone, if you can't do that, then you have to wash the bench straight away again. Because you're doing it for tzoyrach. You're doing it
for tzoyrach. What's the tzoyrach? You don't have to. It should have got a pass, but if you can't.
What do you want to do? Avoid having rent, you mean what?
Yeah,
I mean, that's how I was. We saw this last time in the Shabbos Shuvah. If a person can't manage to have rent in Shabbos Shuvah, he's going to have at least cake. If he can't manage cake, he's going to pay.
The emergency
thing
is
the
emergency
farms.
Is that full house?
It looks like the ideal is to go out of the place where you are. That's the ideal. I'm saying, but if one can't do that, for whatever reason is, one can't do that. Let's say, it's running very late. I went to a Shabbos once on Shabbos afternoon. Not Shabbos, it was a winter Shabbos. On Shabbos afternoon, it was a winter, a little winter. By the time it started for me, it was about 1 o'clock or 1:30. Shabbos was out maybe 4:30 already, so 5 o'clock. Yeah. So nice. By the time they finished their meal, they were in the middle of the meal at 3:30, quarter to 4, really ski or whatever. So what they want to do is they bench quickly. There's no time for anything else really, so they wash more or less straight away. It's not ideal. It's not the ideal. It's better, definitely, we must say. The thing is, the Rosh Hashanah is very tight. It's by the time you come home sometimes, by the time you start everything, that can be a problem. So one has to be careful about that. On Motzah Pesach, on the first day when it goes out, that's Motzah Shabbos. So of course, you can't light candles before that, obviously. You don't light candles before. But you have to be careful that a woman shouldn't do any melacha before she says Baruch HaMavle, at least. And even a man shouldn't do a melacha on Motzah Shabbos until he says Davni, he says Matodienu. A woman who's not Davni at all, she's not going to say Matodienu at all. So she should say Baruch HaMavle Mekesh Lekodesh.
What should a man do with
that? What?
Again, it's what should a man do with the second?
But 1 minute, what work are you doing?
You come over from shul.
Yeah, but 1 minute, you're going to say about 38 in the shul, you've done a marriage. So once you've done a marriage, once you say about 38, that's no problem at all. So you come home, then you make a kiddish, yak in the house, you do whatever says in the master. Don't get it wrong, also, it's not complicated, don't get it wrong. That's also a very big question, is actually when you do have dollar, we spoke about this once before. So the thing is, first of all, can you light a special light for the Me'ab dollar?
You can't put it out.
So he's right. You can't put the candle out on why can't you talk it out? Because of the halacha, that kibui is not allowed. Extinguishing is not a halacha, it's not on Yom Tov. Unless it's mamish, sorry, of oichon levish, you need it for your food. So that's a big shayla. If someone's got a moshel, a food or cooking on the fire, and it's quite a high flame. And if he leaves it on that high flame, the food's going to get ruined. So there's two options. Either you turn the flame down, or the other option is to light another fire, lower. That's a big question of possible what you do. Some policy is to light another fire. Rather light another fire and not do kibbutz, because kibbutz is not allowed on the Yom Tov really.
Even
the food.
What?
Even if you're in the food. I told you, I once had this matzah. I tried once to make a Pesach light. I tried to make one of my matzahs sholi. I took a match, you know, it's also a big question we could do. I lit the match at the side of the it was cracking the side of the match and burnt it. I think it was a match that caught fire.
Can't put it
out. So there, I'm not sure if it's right actually on my side, I let my whole match to burn out, But then someone told me afterwards, if it's going to ruin your food mummish, maybe then you can do it. It's an I don't know the answer actually, it could be it's different. It's interesting, the mice are normally given it not allowed to blow out a candle, zikha not allowed, even to light the candle for $5 especially. It's pashtus mutter, but it's better to avoid it. Some people hold that just to do it, to light a candle, just for Abdullah, is not ideal.
Yeah, because you've got those on there.
So therefore, it's better, if one can, to use the nails that are there ready.
Even if
you can't put them together.
Oh, so that's another issue now, is can you put the candles together? What?
You don't have to put them together.
Some people hold, there's a few options over here, what you're supposed to do. Some people hold, you take the candles, and you put them, mummies, into each other, blend together to make a tabuka. Because on Matzah Shabbos, there's an Indian to have a proper fire.
But then you can't take it away.
Then some say that taking it away is called kibui. So maybe a chiddush. I must say it's a chiddush to call that kibui because it was never really joined properly. Anyway, some possible one should not take it away. So therefore, some don't put it together. They put it near each other, but not mummish together. There was once at the temple, I don't know if they sat anymore, there was someone made such a thing.
You can only stand by them with shops for 350, that's where they make money in the shops.
I haven't seen them around for a long time. You could light a candle, that's how it works.
But that's got a shadow of light.
I'm not sure how that works. The best is to use the nails that you've got already. So you could do that. So I'm saying there's a few options over here. Some people put the match or the candle and mummies into the thing, they mix it together and they separate it. They hold that's not called kidney. Others hold one should avoid doing that because that's extinguishing. You have a big fire, you're making the fire smaller, and therefore you should avoid doing that. And don't put the mummies together. Put them near each other, but not mummies together. What? That's what I'm talking about. It's a bigger fire than normal.
It's a single flame, it's still bigger. It's a bigger thing, more bigger flame than a normal single flame.
It's true if I was a close. Yeah, that's better. It's better to do. Yeah. It's not so stop washing. Also, another issue is also interesting. I think we saw something to do with the Shabbos Shudas. There's an Indian, according to not Halacha, straight Halacha, but one Shabbos Mincha called Shabbos Shudas. Which is also a big Indian, but that's very hard to do. So that you can wait around. I saw Matthew Fryan speaking about on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. So he says, interesting, what I'll just read out what he said because it's a bit more against what we're talking about. He says, on a normal Yom Tov, he says that one should eat the meal. And he says, on a normal Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Not to do with Shabbos, talk about Rosh Hashanah normally. But yes, lads, it's Tavshel Moshe. One should make an extra dish on the Yom Tov meal. Some say on Yom Tov, you need Shabbos Shudas. Yom Tov. So this extra dish is like the Suda Shlishis. Avalim Chol B'Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Ein List Mechal Zeh, you shouldn't allow this and make just an extra dish. Elo Yachlok Sudoso Yishnag, rather, you should divide the meal up into two. That's better. You should rest a bit between the two meals. If he's very tight in time, he actually and he can't divide his meat, he's got no time. Oh, you shop at last again, then you should eat something else, like mere tagima or something for sugars. Yeah. But ideally, one should try and do this actually. One should try and divide up the meal, have a little bit of a gap if one can in between. That's really the ideal. It's not so easy with Shabbos Shudas, but if one can do that, that's really nice. The question you asked before about making Kiddush on Shabbos morning when there's no shofar, normally the problem is that one shouldn't have a big meal before one does Musaf. And normally on Rosh Hashanah there's also a problem before a mitzvah, one shouldn't eat before a mitzvah, a proper meal before a mitzvah. That second issue is not going to get when you've got really there's no Tekiah shofar.
Yeah.
So it's a bit better. The other hand, some people don't like having a meal on Shabbos before Musaf. So if someone needs to, that's posh. If someone needs to, he feels he does better the chayyah with something is too long. Davening is too long for him, and the ma'aseh he feels better. What you call it, having something to eat first, then the chayyah has got a hetzer to do that. He should be able to do that. So really, one has to be careful of a few things out here. Another interesting thing is about Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos, whether one sings Shalom Aleichem. Looks like it's been talking actually. Mm-hmm. Some say that when Shabbos falls, or when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, one doesn't sing any of these meals of Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem. Some do a quickie, they do Shalom Aleichem.
Short version.
Mice they don't say the river in their own, they don't say in the
Eshes
Chayim. So that's also an interesting thing.
They say
Eshes Chayim? They say Eshes Chayim, but I'm saying they don't do the river in their own between. They don't say the what you call it. Some don't say it at all. Some it's Irish in what is meals of Shabbos. They don't say anything at all. One other thing, that's not really a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. I think we spoke about this before, and that is the Chayra, you can buy these honeycombs with honey inside.
Honey what?
It's called a honeycomb. I don't know if any, there used to be a time when it sold in the shops, so I haven't seen it around here. I don't know, I'm very stupid about this, whether you're allowed to use that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because taking the honey out is the Chayra problem of Dosh. It's extracting, which is not more on Yom Tov, so you're not on Shabbos.
It doesn't grow.
What? It doesn't grow, but Kavera, since it's a beehive, it's got a dinner like a dinner. Yeah, it's interesting actually, yeah. Even though some people tell me that nowadays this honeycomb is edible, that makes any difference, I don't know. I find it kitchen, first of all, you can eat it, it sounds strange to me. The Chayyar, I saw two of the posts can bring down actually. There's Rabbi Ribbia right side of the safer. I want to be careful that one should not take out honey from a honeycomb on Rosh Hashanah. It's not a hedge and yon's as well. Yon's got the same problems as this. Okay, everybody,
thank you very much.
See you next time.